The 37-year-old crime thriller Band of Outsiders opened this weekend in movie theaters in New York and Los Angeles. The film was directed by Jean-Luc Godard and stars, among others, his former wife Anna Karina. She became a fixture in Godard's movies for much of the 1960s. That's a time when he helped redefine French filmmaking. Pat Dowell reports.
Band of Outsiders was Jean-Luc Godard's seventh feature film, a gangster movie about two inexperienced young thieves who seduce a girl into helping them rob her aunt's house.
Il vient souvent?
Je ne sais pas.
Il a déjà essayé de vous plotter.
Vous êtes fou?
The girl is played by Anna Karina, who'd come to Paris from Denmark and was working as a model in 1959, when she was asked to audition for a small part in Godard's first film, Breathless. Karina says she turned it down when the director told her the role required her to take off her clothes.
But then, after 3 months, he called me back. He sent me a telegram and said this time it might be for the main part. So I went back there. I thought it was a joke, you know. But he was pretty serious because he said to me, well, it's a political film. So I said, do I have to take my clothes off? He said, no, no, you have to play the main part. So I said, well, you know, I'm not even 18. I could never do that. And he said, well, you don't have to don't think about it. You just have to do what I tell you to do.
She did, in Godard's controversial second film, The Little Soldier, which was banned by the French government for daring to depict torture as so routine on both sides in the Algerian War that the torturers take more interest in their clean shirts being delivered than in the brutalizing of a prisoner.
Le numéro téléphone.
Comme j'en pouvais plus, j'ai hurlé au secours. Mais je ne me rendais pas compte que j'étais dans un tel état de faiblesse qu'on ne m'entendait pas à 2 mètres. Je croyais hurler alors que je parlais à voix basse.
Godard directed Karina in 6 more films, and they married. Karina says that he told her what to read, what music to listen to, and what movies to see. He even signed her contracts until she was 21.
And he taught me so many things, you know, like, it was like Pygmalion. You say that in English, Pygmalion?
The actress, in turn, inspired Godard during what film historians call the Karina years of his career. He named his production company Anushka, his nickname for her, and made some of his most memorable films with her, including My Life to Live and Pierrot Le Fou, in which Karina played a true femme fatale, a woman who seduces men and even kills a few.
Regarde à Cuba, au Vietnam, en Israël.
Karina worked for many notable directors during and after her 6-year marriage to Godard, including Luchino Visconti, George Cukor, and Jacques Rivette. But Godard's working methods were unique, says the actress, and often misunderstood by his audiences.
They'd say a lot of things about Jean-Luc Godard is not really true, you know, that we're always improvising and not rehearsing and just saying whatever we wanted to, and, you know, it's not true. He would not change one word. Never. Of course, if you had a good idea once in a while, he would use that. But if not, we're not allowed to say a word for another. Also, he's a very good he writes very good dialogue. So they're so natural that people most of the time thought that you were just talking, you know, saying whatever you wanted to say, which is totally false.
It was that dialogue, that interaction between people, that fascinated Godard, according to film critic David Sterrett, who wrote the book The Films of Jean-Luc Godard and edited a collection of interviews with the director. Sterrett says that even in a caper film like Band of Outsiders, Godard spends more energy and screen time on the periphery of the action than on the action itself.
One of the things that infuriates people about Godard's films is that some big dramatic moment will go by in a flash. It'll be over. If you blink, you miss it. And then some long, strung-out conversation about nothing in particular between two of the characters will just go on and on and on. And the reason is that Godard is saying, you know, movies for decades have just left out what really happens when people are just being with each other. Let's just get through the action stuff. We all know about that already. We've all seen movies before. And let's try to get to what's really going on inside people.
Deep inside, says Sterrett.
What movies can give us is the way things look and the way things sound. In other words, it's the outside. What your average art filmmaker wants to do is to somehow get inside that and capture the psychology of the characters. Godard wants to do that too, but he wants to go yet another step farther and capture something that might be called the soul of the characters. I don't think he's sure what that even is, and he's never sure of exactly how to go about this. He just knows that that's what he wants to do, and he's been trying to do it brilliantly and tenaciously for decades.
Godard got more radical as the world became more conservative, says Sterrett. The director and actress Anna Karina stopped working together after their marriage broke up in 1967. She continued to act and embarked on a singing career. Godard became more militantly political, both in his message and his approach to filmmaking. But by the 1980s, his films were less militant and also less like stories than densely layered essays on film and history. Despite his reputation as an intellectual, Anna Karina recalls that he was as well a man of somewhat different talents.
He's a very sporty person, not anymore, but Jean-Luc could walk on his hands, he could, run very fast, he could swim like a fish, he could, ski like really a very good skier, and he's still playing tennis today. Would you believe that? It's really true.
Anna Karina can be seen in Jean-Luc Godard's Band of Outsiders, which is being released in theaters across the country over the next several months. The 70-year-old director's latest film, Éloge de l'amour, will be featured in the New York Film Festival, which begins in September. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.